Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. Today we're talking to Dr. James Hayward. He's an inventor, a scientist, and a business owner, and he's got a technology that involves DNA, and we've been talking about it for a while. And you were mentioning just briefly the last time we talked, I think, about home invasion protection. Would you want to do that, talk about that?
Sure. This is one of the areas where we can actively impact in a very positive way an entire community.
Which doesn't require a shotgun.
It does not. No weapons whatsoever. But it does require a little bit of DNA. So what we were asked to do by a major city in Europe in a pilot trial was to mark the content, the valuables, inside homes that were located within a high crime district. And this district was subject to repeated attacks, home invasions, all kinds of robberies. So we came in, and working with the police in that locality, we devised a home asset marking system where every valuable asset within the home was marked with a unique DNA marker.
Is this a tedious process to do?
No, we got through 20, 30 homes in a day, and inside of a few months, we accomplished our stated goal. So it still requires a little bit of manpower. We also put signage throughout the community that said, "This community protected by DNA." We had QR codes located that could refer those who might be contemplating a robbery.
Yeah, but I'm a dummy. I don't know. I'm just a, you know, a thug who's looking to steal your silverware.
Then we catch you.
Yeah. I don't know DNA from a hole in the wall. You know, yeah. DNA, DNA, what?
So they try it. And when they do, the item which they've stolen has been in a secure cloud-based database. The police are notified that that item has gone missing and what address it came from and where precisely on that item the DNA mark has been placed that forensically links it to that home.
Okay, so here I am, a policeman. I understand what you're doing and I understand what I'm doing. Do I need special tools to be able to do this?
You need a little bit of training. So we trained all 52 police departments in the entire United Kingdom to work with our technology. All they do is they check the database. They find the item that's been stolen. In that database, it indicates where our DNA mark is. We have a covert way of detecting by eye exactly where that mark is. The police use that method, find the DNA, and then just like on CSI, they swab it. And when they swab it, they send us the swab. The chain of custody is managed just as it would be for court. And we produce a CODA, a certificate of DNA analysis. That is provided to the Crown Prosecutor in Europe, and the prosecutor brings
the case.
Well,
that helps you get the product back to the person who owns it. Does it also get you the criminal?
It does both. So the police will hold the product while we do the DNA analysis. The DNA analysis indicates, A, it's been stolen, and B, to whom does it belong? So it's returned, no pain, no loss, and the criminal is now facing a much more serious conviction because there is indisputable forensic data present. And I can tell you that it works.
But the indisputable part is the fact that we can identify the piece that's missing.
Yes.
But how do we tie it to miscreant who did it?
Yes, there's two ways we can do that. We also have in the home systems that will mark the suspect on their way in or out of the home.
So and now we're married.
Right.
We're married to the thing I stole.
And you're married to the time and event that took place. So we have remarkable tools. We have, for example, a fog device that can be deployed in a bank and make visibility so limited in 4 seconds that you can't see the 20 centimeters to your wrist. Now, if there's a gun in that wrist because you're holding up the bank, you can't see to use it. If you can't see your wrist, you're unlikely to see your feet. If you can't see your feet, it's pretty hard to get out of there. But meanwhile, every single particle in that fog is DNA. And it's marked you from head to toe. It's marked your nasal passages, your socks, your shoes, and it's marked all the money that you just took out of the bank.
Well, if you make criminal activity such an unrewarding enterprise, we'll have to cut our police force. And as the president of the police union, I object.
Well, I think your members might find better use for the money that would now be spent less on prosecution and more on deterrence. And that's what the cities we have begun to work with have come to see. So in the first case, many of these experiments, which is what they really were trials in a local city. What we discovered was that the crimes diminished by, in some cases, as much as 90%. And the police were very shrewd. They would look out two harmonic rings beyond the center of the crime area to see if we simply pushed the criminals to a better neighborhood. In fact, we hadn't. We truly deterred the crime. And it ends up in a net savings, not on police salaries, but on prosecutorial salaries and on wasted police time appearing in cases where a conviction is obtained much more readily. Hmm. And you also increase the risk of a higher sentence, a more meaningful sentence that has a lifetime consequence. It's a very, very effective deterrent. And so now we're seeing requests for this kind of asset protection in fixed neighborhoods from really all over the world, including locally.
You know, I've thrown a bunch of questions at you that I was trying to trip you up and slow you down, but I didn't. But I'm going to do it with this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
How do you convince politicians to do this?
Well, politicians want to do what's best for the people, in my belief. I'm still naive, I see, by the look on your face.
This is not a comedy show.
Yeah, right. And they also need expedience. They need results, politicians. And so what politician wouldn't back an effort to lower the crime rate in their district by either A, marking assets and protecting homes, preventing home invasions, B, protecting drugstores from drug robberies using DNA. We have jewelers in Scandinavia who can't open their store because their insurance company will not allow them to open without having our DNA-based systems pre-installed.
So you've made real inroads in Europe.
Yes, we have. And our DNA for the federal government is a requirement for a particular class of military semiconductor.
So that's in this country as well.
That's in this country.
Yeah.
So we're kind of moving apace on both sides of the Atlantic, sometimes in different verticals. But we're also developing a host of affiliated technologies like the fog, like the DNA sprays, the ways to protect 55-foot trailers or to protect copper. One of the more.
Oh, when you say protect, you mean people stealing them?
Prevent the theft of copper.
Yeah, one of the big things I found out is heavy equipment is stolen.
Yes.
You know, like Caterpillar, you know, these are huge machines and they're being stolen.
Yes.
I don't know how they do this, but, you know, it's not like, you know, putting it in your pocket and walking down the street, you know?
So we are actually marking our first automobiles these days now. We've just been contacted to do so. And marking a large...
When you, in this country?
I can't say.
Oh, okay.
But, and marking a large device like a steamroller or, you know, a large backhoe.
Earth mover.
Earth yeah. mover. That's possible.
Yeah.
And we have done that in Europe where, believe it or not, one of the most common ways of stealing an ATM is to pack it up in the bucket and drive off into the sunset.
Yeah. rather than work on it.
Yeah, so they just drive through the wall of the bank with a big earth-moving device and take the ATM out with them. And when that happens, I should point out, the moment the ATM is disturbed, all the cash inside is marked with DNA.
So, I'm depressed. Crime no longer pays. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is Ernie Fazio, and we're talking to Dr. James Hayward and on this remarkable technology that should change our way of living a little bit, and for the better. We will be coming back again, Jim, on one more segment, and we'll discover what else you're working on.
I'd be happy to.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're at 103.9 on your FM dial. Thank you for listening.